Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. The Earshot Jazz Festival is opening a five-week run with a kickoff party at the KEXP space at Seattle Center this afternoon. We'll be recording some concerts during the festival for upcoming Jazz Northwest shows. But meanwhile, today we have a concert featuring Tia Fuller and Sullivan Fortner from last summer's Jazzport Townsend. Both were making their first appearances at the festival this year as members of the Jazz Workshop faculty and in this main stage concert. Pianist Sullivan Fortner is a New Orleans native and has played with the Marsalis family, Donald Harrison, Irvin Mayfield, and others. And we've also seen him with Roy Hargrove, Roberta Gamberini, and Stefan Harris. He holds a master's degree from the Manhattan School of Music and a BA from Oberlin. Alto saxophonist Tia Fuller has recorded four CDs with her own quartet and has toured worldwide with Beyoncé, as well as Esperanza Spalding, Terry Lynn Carrington, T.S. Monk, Wycliffe Gordon, Sean Jones, and others. She's a full-time professor at Berklee College of Music in Boston. Joining Tia Fuller and Sullivan Fortner on stage at McCurdy Pavilion at this concert are New York bassist Doug Weiss and drummer Kendrick Scott, who's also a band leader himself with his group Oracle.
What's up, Syndrome? We're gonna start this set off with a standard. This is something that it's a new arrangement of an oldie but a goodie. And this is dedicated from us to all of you. And this is entitled, I Love You. Thank you.
The Cole Porter song, I Love You, from this concert at Jazz Port Townsend, featuring Tia Fuller on alto saxophone and Sullivan Fortner at the piano, with Doug Weiss on bass and Kendrick Scott on drums. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest. Here's Tia Fuller.
Thank you so much. Please put your hands together for Mr. Sullivan. At the piano. And Mr. Doug Weiss on the bass. Kendrick Scott at the drums. We love you. Thank you so much for being here, Port Townsend. It's a beautiful day today. And this is my first year here, and what a blessing it is. I was always taught that the spirit of a place always resides from the top. And with Greg Miller and John Clayton as our leaders, their spirit emanates throughout this entire camp. And I just want to put your hands together, or us to put our hands together for them, the hard work that they've been doing, all of the organizing and calling people up. And as soon as John called me last year to do this, I was like, before he could even complete this sentence, I was like, yes. So we're going to slow it down. And this is a lullaby. This is a song that I wrote for a very good friend of mine. He had called and said, you know, Tia, my wife and I are pregnant. And I was like, congratulations. He was like, yeah, so I know it's going to be a little boy. I just know it, I know it, I know it. So I want you to write a song for my unborn son, but I know it's gonna be a boy. I can feel it, I can feel it. So surely enough, I grabbed my pen and paper and started writing, came up with this melody. And 9 months later, surely enough, got a call and the baby was born, and it happened to be a baby. Exactly. So luckily I wrote a unisex title for it. And this is a lullaby that I wrote for Miss Leslie Marie Browder. She is the most beautiful four-year-old in the world. And this is a melody that I think is characteristic for all of us, but for her to carry out through her womanhood, her childhood, and for all of us to really tap into that childlike spirit, those dreams that we have, that we had when we were children, maybe let go of. But we can tap back into that. So here is Miss Lil Les from Miss Leslie Marie Browder. Thank you.
Little Less, composition by Tia Fuller, heard there on alto sax with Sullivan Fortner at the piano. Coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX. Next is a feature for pianist Sullivan Fortner. Sullivan Fortner at the piano with Doug Weiss on bass, Kendrick Scott on drums, and the standard You Know I Care. Tia Fuller comes back to the stage. This is an original by Tia Fuller titled Gullyism on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
beauty about ultimate musicianship. We actually had a quick half-hour rehearsal. This is the first time all of us have played together, and we rehearsed about an hour ago, and here it is. So did you guys have a good time? Did you enjoy yourselves so far? So this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. This is the end of our set, but you have two more amazing groups throughout this afternoon. There's some great barbecue outside, and then there's tons of more music later on today. So once again, my name is Tia Fuller, and I want to thank you all so much for being here, being such a warm audience. Good night.
Gullyism, composition by Tia Fuller, which she first recorded with Sean Jones and his group. Tia Fuller on alto sax here with Sullivan Fortner at the piano, Doug Weiss on bass, and Kendrick Scott at the drums, wrapping up this concert from Centrum's Jazzport Townsend, recorded during the summer of 2017. Our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks also to John Clayton, Greg Miller, and all the staff at Centrum. Special thanks to Neville Pearsall, along with Lucy Peckham and Mike Sicarius, who provided house sound and assistance with recording the concert. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KNKX. There's lots of jazz activity on our calendar this week with the Earshot Jazz Festival just cranking up today. Also, this afternoon, the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is playing one of their opening week of concerts. The Basie Bash is going on right now at the Kirkland Performance Center. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, the Jazz Police will be celebrating a new release at Tula's at 4 o'clock. And also at 4 o'clock, Earshot Jazz Festival kickoff party at KEXP at Seattle Center. The Duende Libre plays at Marine View Church at 5 this afternoon near Tacoma, and Miranda Sage will be singing at Obistro in Victoria at 5 o'clock. Coming up on Monday, a tribute to Overton Berry, great jazz pianist and a longtime fixture on the Seattle scene. That'll be taking place at Jazz Alley as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival on Monday night. Also in Olympia, the Olympia Jazz Tintet plays music of Thelonious Monk at Rhythm and Rye. Tuesday is Thelonious Monk's 100th birthday, celebrating the centenary or number of events, including performances at the Seattle Art Museum and at the Royal Room. Also on Tuesday night, the Edmonds Woodway High School Jazz Band has Roxy Koss as guest tenor saxophonist at Edmonds Woodway High School. Wednesday, Danilo Perez Trio plays Panamonk, music of Thelonious Monk with a Panamanian twist at the Triple Door. Jazz Forest, Ron Jones Big Band with Pete Chrislieb as featured soloist, will be playing at W.J. Mack Room at the Majestic in Bellingham. And Thursday, Lamar Hardison will be singing in the Art of Jazz series in a free concert at 5 p.m. at the Seattle Art Museum. Lots more coming up in the coming weeks with the Earshot Jazz Festival. Check out the jazz calendar at knkx.org and also the very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. Here's the title tune from the new recording by the Jazz Police, being celebrated this afternoon at Tula's with a performance at 4 o'clock. This is a composition by the late Greg Metcalf titled Celebration. Thank you. Overton Berry at the piano with Jeff Davies on bass and Rick Spano at the drums, recorded at the Seattle Art Museum a few years ago, playing a chorus of Hard Times. Overton Berry Trio is celebrated on Monday night at Jazz Alley as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. And the Jazz Police are celebrating a brand new release titled Celebration, the Greg Metcalf tune heard just before that, played by the Jazz Police. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today. You're listening to KNKX 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.